outgoings, a lot of talk about Cheick Tiotti, a lot of talk about Florian Thauvin maybe going back to Marseille.
Yeah, I mean, two things very quick. Cheick, we've had discussions with a Chinese club, and he's on his way over there now to discuss a transfer with them. And it's not finalised, so I can't really comment on, he's going to be, because he could be back. Mm. And Thauvin, I think a lot of noise is coming out of Marseille in France. And I've just had a chat with him and said, look, you're a United player and you're fit. You're in the squad. We've got a game tomorrow. Get yourself ready. We expect big things from Florian. And he's not had a good start. But that's normal sometimes in players. He's a Newcastle player and will stay one.
And finally, the striker. Are you any nearer, are you any sort of closer to bringing a centre-forward in?
We're always discussing, in January, always.
But the window's beginning to run down, isn't
it? Yeah, there's 2 weeks to go. Yeah. And January is difficult. It's proved difficult. We've got two very good ones. And believe you me, Mick, if we get any more, you'll be certainly one of the first people to know that.
A come-from-behind draw, which sort of felt like a win. I'd imagine the place has been a bit more of a more bountiful place this week.
Yeah, we've been disappointed with results. Not performances, certainly with results, and not finishing teams off and not scoring. And, you go from that, a 2-3-3 draw. Mm. Thrilling game, 2-0 down, come back, 2-2, 3-2 down, come back last minute. And fantastic goal from Dummy. And it's given us a lift. And obviously the two new signings as well, I think the lads have been impressed with them. We need to take that lift and that performance, that last minute equaliser, into tomorrow's game.
I mean, it was another example, but this time in your favour, of the very fine lines. We talk about, 4-1-0 defeats on the bounce, and then suddenly you get a little bit of a rub of the green yourself.
Yeah, that's the season. After, how we always say, after 38 games, you actually deserve where you deserve to be, and you end up. So we've just got to make sure that second half, and we've been pleased with performances. We've been making chances. We've been looking solid until Tuesday night. But I think we were going for the game. We opened the game up, and 2-0 down, we had to go for it, and we did that and made it a thrilling game. Great for the spectators, not so good for the coaches, but it gives us an opportunity tomorrow to follow that up, another home game. And it's one where we need to start getting results and picking up points.
As you say, you are where you are because of results, and results dictate that. But, if you look at West Ham United player for player, compare them to the squad you've got, there shouldn't be a 19th and a 5th in terms of the disparity between the two, should there really?
But that's the league, and that's the dividing line that you've got between winning and losing. And, as much to do with various things, not just ability. And you look at on paper, they should win every game, or on paper, they shouldn't be there. Mm. They are. They're there for a reason. And you've got to solve that reason. West Ham, I think, had a good start to the season. And they've gathered the momentum and carried that on. We haven't, and we've been up and down.
They clearly like playing away from home, which in one sense is a warning to you. But another is that they might just open up a little bit more than other teams have at St James's this season.
I don't think they do that necessarily. I think they defend very well, and they've got four strikers on the field who can change a game and win a game. So dangerous opponents in that respect.
Are they a side at this moment in time? I know you've said about on paper and all that, but are they a team that you aspire to? If you look at the table and think, well, hey, if they're there, if Crystal Palace are there, then we can be there at some point.
I think you'll find that most seasons there's always 2, 3, 4 teams who surprise you and end up middle table or going for Europe and playing really well and continuing to do that. And there's been 3 or 4, as you mentioned. Yeah. And, of course, we want to be one of them. We're not. have to quickly get results and start moving up the table.
We touched upon the new players earlier. Shelby in particular, how much are you looking forward to seeing him?
Yeah, I think I am. I think the players are. I think the fans are. I think everybody, the expectation. Mm. They know John Joe Shelby. They know what he can do from past performances, you know, not just in the Premier League, but against Newcastle. Mm. And they're looking forward to that. And I think the players are. And I'm looking forward to just seeing how quickly, and I hope it's quick, everybody can get the understanding together.
Does it require a huge rejig from you, or do you just see him being a piece of the jigsaw that you've been looking for?
No, I think he was a piece I've, we've always been looking for. That kind of creative attacking midfield player. You know, I always say in midfield you need a sitter, you need a passer, and you need a runner. Mm. And in them respects, we've kind of always played with two controllers, and not kind of had that passer who can play that final ball. And in John Joe, we've certainly got that. And runners from midfield, we've certainly got that in Wijnaldum and in Sissoko. So we hope that the balance is good.
It's getting tight at the bottom, isn't it? You know, it's getting to the stage where you need to start winning games of football.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's what we've got to do. We've said, you know, we've got to get results, stay in the pack, and get enough results to climb out of it. That is a long way, and it's tough, but we have to be strong enough to deal with that.